L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay.
5 minutes. We're on.
And we're on. We're rolling.
And we're live, San Diego. Welcome back.
How are you guys doing?
Dun, dun, dun. Good morning. How's everybody doing today?
Pretty good. Not too bad. Didn't sleep too good. But I did have a nice walk to the coffee shop.
Oh.
My scooter's gone.
You still taking your scooter?
No, it's gone. It's not there.
I told you someone was going to take it.
Pissed.
Why? You just got to drive. You can't drive. I just started walking down, up and down the street, and just find another one and then bring it back. Because it'll stay there all week.
Imagine if for somehow like Zane's the reason why it's gone.
He's hiding them.
Or like he uses it. No. Like,
he doesn't want me to leave the house. He's like, it's gone.
I was this close to just like dragging it into the garage. Because like, I'm sure they have like a GPS on it. But like, They're not going to see go from like there to that like garage, right? They'll just think it's on the sidewalk.
The thing is, it'll start beeping and screaming if you move it from being parked. And it locks.
Even
if you just carry it.
Can you just lift it?
What if you just ride it into the garage?
Have you considered picking it up?
Did you hear that? Ride it into the garage, yeah, and then that's where you park it.
Well, I have to take a picture where I park it.
So do it from an angle.
Heath, green screen.
You're right.
Oh, because they don't want you to steal it. It's like your own scooter.
Wait, you put it in your car, like in the back seat. You seen the photo.
That's really funny if like you put a green screen behind it and you take a picture thinking that you can edit it, but it just sends it to Bird, and they're just like, they just see a green screen behind the Bird.
Here's my question. What about the people that just like, because they'll pay you to charge them.
Yeah, I think somebody might have come and picked it up to charge it.
So why don't you?
But it wasn't dead.
But
it
how
didn't
is that
need
different from you charging it at your own house? That's my question.
You can get paid to charge it, though. Imagine making money while charging the garage. I don't know.
I tried to borrow Zane's car to go to the post office because I had to drop something off. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have a key, so it's all through the phone.
I had to unlock and lock the car from my phone.
I'm sitting there. I'm like, can you unlock it? And then, okay, got in.
He was in the middle of the street.
It wouldn't turn on. I'm like, can you turn it on? I felt so bad.
You should just get on his app.
Shout out to Erewhon Plaza. Thank you.
Wait, you lost both your keys?
No, I had only one key. Tesla only gave me one key for some reason.
You lost that one?
No, that was the, did I not explain on this show? Get ready, y'all. So
I lost it.
No.
Get this. I lost the other one.
You know the Erewhon Plaza?
Yeah.
The Erewhon Plaza in Sherman Oaks?
Yeah.
I take my car, park it. I go to the gym. I leave. I ask for my car. They go to my car and the keys that they have is not working. They come back. They're like, oh, we must have given your key to the other Tesla. I was like, how is that possible? He's like, because we had both Tesla keys on us when we went to go unlock your car and we picked which, or we just decided.
They just guessed
which car key was for
the boo boo key.
Yeah. And
I feel like you could have made them that center replace it.
They wouldn't. He had to pay to get it towed out.
Oh my God, really?
Awful.
Yeah.
No.
They had no accountability. They're like, shit happened. Sorry.
Crazy. No, it's fucking insane. I couldn't believe it. So that's why I didn't want to say anything until that guy was just like, no, you're going to have to worry about it. I was like, that's crazy.
That's the thing I don't like about tandem parking like that. Like, I'd rather be the car that pulls in so then they have to move the car behind me so I don't have to give my keys.
Alicia, and that's usually what I do. That day was so packed. Where I had to park in front of somebody.
It's a really bad parking.
Yeah. Tandem, man. Tandem has, there's been so many bad moments with Tandem in our lives.
Tandem's your car. Kind of a pretty name.
Tandem.
It actually is.
That's pretty.
Yeah.
Tandem.
For twins.
Tan and dumb.
Tan and dumb.
Dumb.
Oh, dumb. 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 Dumb.
Come here, Tanny.
That's good. But, yeah, it It sucked because that was the day before Bangkok trip. The day before.
Oh, this is recent. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was day before, and I had so much to do that day, and that was the first thing. That was my first.
So like
errand of the day.
Like, can't you connect your phone to it? So why'd you have to tow your car?
That's what I was just gonna ask.
He didn't have it set up.
I didn't have it set up. I'm very traditional. I use my keys.
I'm very traditional. I just use my keyless card to get into my Tesla.
For my electric car.
For my electric car.
Yeah. Yeah. I just didn't set it up. I just didn't think I would ever be in a situation like this.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my fault. But
what's the lesson we learned here?
To connect my phone, and it's connected now.
Okay.
But I still have a hard time because I had to unlock
I will never valet again, though. They curb rashed the shit out of my wheels, and I didn't see it till the next day. And there's nothing you can do.
And there's no accountability either. I just wish they were honest. They're like, hey, I'm really sorry that
the curb rash on yours? You probably didn't do it. It was probably valet.
Thank you. You're so right. That wasn't me actually at all.
Remy doesn't curb rash.
You're so right. That was not me.
Her pulling up.
If I was like working valet, you know how everyone's like, oh, they leave the nice cars out front to be seen? It's like, no, I would be too scared to park those. I would just be like, I'd be like, I can't bring this in anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd be terrified.
I have a friend that worked valet and he messed up two cars.
But like,
two cars.
It is too much. It's too much like responsibility.
Wait, what happened out of the first one? He didn't lose his job?
He like gave him the key and like stood by the scratch and like the whole damage.
Oh shit.
The guy got in and left and he was.
They
just
never hit up the valet. I'm surprised they did it.
That's the thing. If you don't notice it on the spot, you can't prove.
Yeah.
So it's like you have to like.
Poor guy.
And I always feel like a jerk where I'm like.
Looking.
How long ago was it?
My car. That was when he was young. It was like his first job. I think he was like 18 years old.
But I'm saying how long ago was it? Like the camera, like because the camera's on every car right now. Nothing. Okay.
And then the second one was a tree branch that was in a parking spot that was like
in Florida, it's everywhere.
You couldn't see it on the backup camera because it was lower. So the tree branch, it was a cut off one.
Oh.
And he was backing in like this, just looking. And the tree branch went right through the back window.
Oh, through the window?
Shattered the whole back window.
Oh, that's also really dangerous.
That one he did not get away with.
He couldn't see it. He's lying on the car.
He's floating on the...
Hey! That sucks, though.
No, that's...
Did he get fired? Really, did he quit?
No, he got fired?
That was it. That was the last day.
But that's not his fault. That was Mother Nature.
That was the tree's fault.
But also, like, it happens. Like, that happened to Mariah, too. Like, in her Jeep, she was backing up. Same thing. Tree stump was above the backup camera and just wrecked the whole, like, top corner of the car, like, crushed it.
Remember when I had my G-Wagon at the first house?
And, yes.
What happened again?
Tire cover, you would back up too far, not noticing.
Yes.
And he kept banging the shit out of his back tire cover.
That makes sense, though, because it's not, the camera's below it.
Yes. So there was a huge windstorm one day, like, or one night, and everything fell around my car, but nothing touched my car. And I took that as an opportunity.
I'm so scared.
I took that. I was like, because I was looking around, but I did find like another dent on the car from that. So I think that was from the trees, but the one that was really noticeable was the one on the back of my car. And I was just like, I feel like I could probably get both, right? Because one actually happened. The other one was like, you know, might as well fix both. And so I looked.
Karma.
What do you mean karma?
Karma.
Wait, why is there? No, nothing happened
yet. It was
yet.
Just funny.
Nothing happened yet. Then I look at the back, and as I'm on the phone, right? I'm on the phone with the church. I look, it's like, fat ass camera. And the lady is like, okay, no problem. Just make sure to send us the footage from your car. And I look at the back, I'm like, yep, all right, I'll do that. And I hung up and never. They rewind back, it's just me, boom, boom, boom.
Wait.
They send a compilation of like the 18 times
I
backed
up. Sir, this is not from the storm.
Wait, so when you, like, does it record the footage? Like, you can send it to someone?
It's some cars, they'll record everything. Some cars, they delete after 2 weeks.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But they will see in the footage that a tree never went in front of the, like.
Yeah, you would have been in deep trouble.
Yeah.
Fraud.
But you know what?
Liar.
I didn't do fraud because.
You backed out.
Yeah, I backed out.
You got caught.
And you
did not get caught.
You get caught.
I did not get caught.
I did not get caught.
At least
I was young. I was what? 2 years ago? I was young.
I was 20.
It was a different time.
I let LA get to my head then.
It was my G-Wagon.
My first car, I was at a friend's like apartment, and I'm literally like, I go to back up, put it in drive, not reverse.
Oh. No!
Straight no. into a cement pillar. And I was like,
it's my favorite scenes in movies and shows when they do it.
So dumb. So
No. I imagine like you put it in what you think reverse. You check the mirror. You check here. You're checking
all right. Everybody looks back.
Arm over the seat. Yeah.
But before she does that, she turns on her vlog for the day. She's like, all right, we're going to go to the grocery store. Boom.
Music down. You're looking. You're hand signaling.
Yep. Blinkers on.
Boom.
Yeah. That was a very like that was so embarrassing.
How bad was the damage?
Really, it actually wasn't that bad. Surprise. It was just like the bumper, so I had to get that. Yeah.
What's the worst like you guys have done that was stupid with a car?
That.
I think mine was last week when I pulled into our garage that we live at right now. It's a really small garage. It's like a two-car garage, but there's a big cement or like a metal pole. So like,
okay.
And my car's big. So we only fit my car in there and it's at an angle. And so I like was on the phone with my mom. I was talking on the way home. I like pull into the garage. I hit park and then I'm like, okay, we're like chit-chatting. I'm still talking to her and I put the garage closer on, but the car's so big. I like felt something, but I also didn't think anything of it. And the car's like
picking up the car.
Like, it's like literally shaking. And I was like, okay, I keep talking to my mom like 10 more minutes. I'm like,
weird,
okay, bye.
Safety feature.
Yes, I know. It was kind of soothing.
It's like
it was
you're
like
driving over
me.
Something crazy, but to you, it feels like beep.
That's the thing, because the car's so big. Yeah. And so then I like get out. I guess, yeah, I think I must have turned off the phone and I got out because the garage didn't close though. So I was like, oh, it must have not worked. And then when I look, the garage had, I didn't pull far enough in. So the garage went all the way down the tire on the back of my car. And it's like big metal lines, but it's just crazy. I didn't hear anything. I barely felt anything.
Those sensors used to be really bad. They're so good now where like if it fucking catches a fly flying by, it'll just go
what's
back
up. What's
annoying
is that the sensor is low.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so it shoots like 6 inches off the floor. So like your car was clearing the sensor because the tires were in front of it, but that back hanging tire cover.
Yes.
But now I learned my lesson.
Is it on those cameras? Is it like very, it's a fisheye now where like it does a curve like kind of sensor? It's just one. Oh, it's just one laser?
At the top, the middle, and the bottom.
Right. They should. It should go almost like diagonal, like straight from the bottom to the top.
When they're trying to like jump over.
Okay, Patreon idea. Can we find one of those places with lasers and shit? And we're like,
being spies?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
You know, you're like where you can't. That would be cool. You know what I'm talking about.
Exactly. Oh,
like there's like a glass.
Well, can we do the ones where it burns your skin?
No.
I did one in San Diego. It's pretty fun.
That's a thing.
Like I want to like roll and like crawl.
Bum, 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 bum.
Wait, are those the ones that burn your skin? Is that actually
that's movies?
That's only movies.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Why would that be a thing you could pay for?
Well, I would like if I
let's put some risk.
I would, yeah, I mean, if like, I feel like a bank, that'd be a good idea.
Then you should go to a bank and you should try to rob. You know what?
But they don't.
Go to your insurance place and try to commit fraud yet again.
What movies?
Like Mission Impossible.
Where they like try to steal the diamond in the middle of the museum.
Charlie's Angels.
That one with them.
That's a crazy thing for Mission. I know a lot of things are fake in there, but I'm surprised they would do like a laser, like that sensor, but it burns your skin. If it's not real, I feel like they do have that.
I'm sure at like top secret places, but not.
Yeah, that's
like,
what I'm talking about.
Not
CIA
like an
shit.
Escape room that you can just like go. Like
I don't know. We experienced 17th door, so I feel like they could have a fucking
Speaking
laser beam.
Speaking of which, actually, let's hit the intro first, and then we'll get into it.
No, let's talk about 17th door.
We silence.
I'm Eve.
I'm Remy.
I'm Alicia.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Basically Unfiltered. I'm Remy.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Zayn.
And I'm Heath. How y'all doing?
As we were saying, we have some big things that we're celebrating today. First off, we are at the 1 year anniversary of our Patreon.
Crazy.
Happy birthday, y'all.
Happy birthday, Raven. It feels like just yesterday I was bringing my giant espresso machine to our camping trip.
Oh yeah. What a vibe.
Oh, damn. Time really does fly.
It's crazy too because like we knew each other then, but we know each other so much more now.
It's crazy.
It is really sweet.
It really makes sense that Zane and I were in the shade while you guys were really
Yeah, that still holds
morning.
Up. It's still what happened today.
Still true.
Nothing yeah. changed.
That's, nothing's changed.
If you guys have not checked out our Patreon, check it out. Patreon.com/basicallyunfiltered. We have so much amazing content over there. And now if you subscribe, you get a whole year's worth of content mm-hmm. that you can watch. We've gone on trips. We've done so many fun challenges. It's just been such a fun time. Mm-hmm. And today, actually, we're going to do a Q&A part one. Publicly for you guys, and then part two will be on the Patreon. So if you love this episode and you want more, go check it out. Link down below. We are also at almost the 1 year anniversary, which was a Patreon video that was not of the 17th door.
Oh, yep,
the video that never was.
The video that never was.
At least it was like a 3 minute video.
You always want to show ass until you get tased.
Guy, right? Damn, you're right. I mean, fucking clocked me there. Love wiggling my ass until something else wiggles
you
it for me.
You love shaking your booty.
I
Have
do.
You always loved shaking your booty?
It runs in the family.
Mom's side, dad's side?
Dad's side.
Dad's side.
Okay.
Shake a lot of my dancing, a lot of my antics are from my dad's side.
Okay.
My mom is not like that at all.
Queen.
Yeah.
Queen. Yeah. I would love to hang out with
you. You guys need to meet my dad. My dad is funny. Funny guy.
He looks like a great chef. I love Hedaya's cooking content, yes. And his food looks amazing.
Yeah, he's a really good chef. I think he's a great chef in his own genre of food. So like okay. anything like Arab, Middle Eastern, he fucking crushes
hot
that.
Dogs. Bart no, to a crib. Burgers,
I do not want him to cook my steak.
Really?
I'm not my hot dog. No, because he loves shit burnt. Like he loves
like
it crispy, black, charred, and like
the flavor.
Nobody wants him cooking that shit. But like it's because that's how he likes it. He's selfish like that. He cooks it just the way
you're all gonna eat it how I like it.
How I like it. Even though we tell him, hey, we don't like it burnt, he's gonna burn it, and then Hedaya has to come in and cook. More food for us. Yeah. And then my stepmom makes really good Pakistani Indian mm-hmm. food.
Ooh.
So every time I go home, we never go out. Ever. We've never been to a restaurant in the past 10 years.
Really
my dad and my mom. Yeah,
it's
crazy.
Like the spices and everything.
Yeah. So good. And they have an entire cabinet of spices. The smell is insane. Ooh. There's like 1,500 spices in there.
Oh my Should God. We go to your hometowns? Should we do a hometown video?
I would yes. love to show you around Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah. I would love to go.
And Fort Lauderdale would be good because that's where he's from. But he's not there anymore, but we'll do Tennessee very soon.
Like okay. Fort
but
Lauderdale that we could go do.
That's where my mom is right now. And then we could take the Bright Line to Orlando.
I want to go to Disney World. Mm-hmm. I want to go to Disney World.
You're going to like it more.
We could take a diet at Disney World.
I don't know about that. Yeah. Queen. She has to come.
Queen should.
Yeah. I think we should totally do that.
I'm down.
We should do a battle of the Disneylands. Our Disneyland, their Disney World.
We're going to fucking crush you guys.
Japan. I don't think so, actually.
Yes, we
did. Did you go to the Japan one?
I did, yes.
How was that one?
Really good.
We went to the Singapore one. Oh. It was all right.
Is there one in Singapore?
Yeah. We had one in Singapore. That's where
I
we did when we went.
That. I've never heard of that one.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't good?
They had a, I think it was it Singapore? Was it us that were talking about the earthquake bridge?
Nope. That's at California Adventure.
That's here.
That's here, right?
Yeah.
Did we mention that at all? I think the Singapore one had earthquake bridge, where if when you walk over this bridge, it does a sensation of an earthquake.
Simulation sensation.
Yeah.
Huh.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know they had earthquakes there.
Mm-hmm.
The more you know.
Yeah.
<You're> so stupid.
Well, also,
it's nice to throw knowledge at y'all faces.
We're on the topic of Zane. Do you have any news for us?
Oh, I do.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, Newly.
Okay, guys, do you know that feeling when you're invited to a wedding, you've got a birthday night out, and maybe like a work thing all in the same month, and then suddenly you realize that you have nothing to wear? You could spend hundreds of dollars scrambling for new outfits for everything, then do it all over again when the same thing happens next month, or you could just rent your clothes from Newly and get a different outfit for all of your events for just $98.
You guys, this is seriously game changing, especially if you don't have like friends or sisters to share clothes with, and that way you don't have to always buy dresses when you're going to weddings and stuff. Seriously, Newly is amazing because it's a subscription model. So you basically can order clothes and then wear them, get your cute pics, and then you can send it back.
Exactly. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month, access to thousands of styles from hundreds of brands like Lisa Says Ga, Reformation, Lioness, Woodrow's Deli for Love and Lemons, Free People, and more. Inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as tall, petite, and maternity. Fast, free shipping and returns and professional cleaning and Newly state-of-the-art laundering facility, the option to buy what you love at a discount, and so much more.
And Zane, I know you probably don't understand, but like Lisa says, God, Reformation, like these are amazing. No,
girl, I understand.
These are amazing.
There's
brands.
A Reformation right by my house, and I'm in there all the time. You have no idea.
Also, what's really cool is you can stay up with trends, but without breaking the bank, so you can try out new things. It's also fun because I feel like obviously fashion is so much of expressing your creativity, and you can try new things without, you know, investing in too much, or, you know, it's a low stakes situation. Mm-hmm. Also, it's super flexible. There's no late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So honestly, why aren't you guys doing it?
And another great thing is that people who are pregnant, they have a great selection of maternity and post-maternity clothes. If it's something that's temporary, you don't want to invest all of the money into these outfits. You know, you're just going to be pregnant for a few months, you know, and you don't want to go and get new jeans and pants. You can just rent them and send them back. And again, if there is something that you absolutely love, you can purchase it at a discounted rate, which I think is absolutely incredible.
So Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now you can get $28 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BASIC. Just go to Nuuly.com, that's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code BASIC and sign up to get $28 off your first month.
That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code BASIC, Nuuly subscription clothing rental, change your clothes. Thank you, Nuuly, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
Me and my Susie Babies, Diet Pepsi, duet cover, just got released. Actually, no, it didn't. It's been out for a week. But it's out now. If you guys want to go check it out, I just showed these guys a small clip of it because I'm still editing it. It's not out right now, like as we're editing, but it'll be out for a long time after.
The music video.
So good.
It's so good.
It's so good.
It looks so good without even like any post-production, like coloring or anything like that. It looks really, really good. They did a great job. I was so nervous the whole time. This one, I kind of like let go of. I didn't plan it too much because Abigail was like, let them handle it. And I'm like, I can't. I micromanage everything. I cannot let anybody else handle it. But I did. I let go and they did a great job. So
it's really good.
Yeah, they did a good job.
Is it your favorite music video that you've done so far?
It will be once it's done. I can't say yet, but I think it will be.
I also didn't realize like how high is this like the highest production video that you've done?
I think Saw maybe.
They're like to me, they're all like the same level of production.
I just like didn't realize that you go so all out. Like you obviously flew Miss Juicy Baby here. You got her wardrobe. You got her glam, like the car, like the set. Like I didn't realize how all out you
She was so giddy. Abigail kept on sending me screenshots of their conversation and Abigail just kept going, she is so excited for this. And I was watching her stories and she's just posting like, I'm in LA, in LA for work, back to work. She's hitting all these meetings, hitting her church group out there, her fellowship. So I know, it's really funny. Does your fellowship know the video we're doing? all right. But it was.
Your blanket's not doing anything.
Where does the Miss Juicy Baby lore begin and end?
So David, for a vlog a long time ago, surprised me and Matt for a video. It was like on my birthday. Yeah.
But you just loved her? Like you would just talk about her a
lot? Well, we would always, me and Matt would always send each other like clips of Miss Juicy Baby, like different memes, different, just everything. We've never seen the show.
Where's she from? It was just, what show?
Little Women of Atlanta.
Ah, okay.
Like it was always her and all the girls, all like, there's so many, like Basalamic. You know the Basalamic?
Yes. Wait, that's her?
Yeah.
No.
The Basalamic.
That's her?
Yeah, yeah. You know where the Basalamic is?
Yes. I didn't know that was her.
When you go through videos her and story, you're going to start to realize how much shit she's in, like how many different clips that she's in.
Icon.
Do you remember a video of a bumblebee, a lady in a bumblebee singing on a stage?
I think so.
Your lover. And
that's
never did slow down. That was her.
So her she's lore iconic runs deep too. Yeah, okay.
There's just so many different areas that you see her.
Just a well-rounded individual.
TV, yeah.
So
very
they
funny
were obsessed.
Yeah.
So he surprised them.
On the night of my birthday, it was really, really funny. It was so unexpected. I think we heard her voice first.
Yeah, no, they
before
I
the blindfold
the
came off.
Yes.
She's like, Miss Juicy. Really funny. And she was hanging out with me the whole night like she got paid to hang out with me.
She probably, you know.
Did she?
I think she did.
She probably was like, I want a good tip.
Yeah, I think she got paid to like hang out with me that night, the whole night. They didn't need to do that. Like I was like, I had so many friends there. But I could tell like it was that was the moment for
she
the
got
whole
paid
night.
For an appearance. Like she was it was an appearance fee,
100%. Yeah. And then we flew her out. I think a year later
to be on the podcast.
To be on the podcast.
Cute.
And that was the last time we saw her.
Oh my God! Yeah. Third time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She when we were in Atlanta. We had just touched down and we heard that her flight had gone delayed and we're like, we wish we had seen her at the
airport. I know.
We would have like freaked the fuck out for her, like asked for autographs. Like we would have gone crazy for her.
That's really fun. That's cute. But
I remember she was live one time and you were like, let me call her real quick. And then we were watching her live. She was like, boy, what are you calling me? She's like, she ended the live to pick up.
You're like, no, I wanted it to be on the live.
I know. I wanted her to like say something funny and like hang up on me. Because I think I was screen recording or something.
Wait, that's really
we
cute.
Also remember we called her for it was like an accelerator video we were doing.
Yes.
We called her, but I forgot. I've never seen that video. I don't think it the video never came out.
She would be so good and we should do this one day. I think it's called Phoning It In, where they have it's like a new series they did where they bring on celebrities and then they give them a notepad of different prompts to prank call people. Have you seen that where it's like
familiar.
It's really funny. Like I think Jake Shane did it and he was like he called Tate McRae or something and was like, I fell off my Pilates reformer and they're suing me.
Oh,
like it's just a random prompt.
Yeah.
But like she would be so funny for you to call.
That's a really funny
That'd
idea.
Be really, really funny.
We should do that for the podcast.
She is a hoot.
That's funny.
How was set life with her?
She was wonderful. The warehouse we were filming in was so fucking hot. We had fans and ace. I literally requested. I was like, no one's showing up unless there's not a giant vacuum, like the
industrial
blowers.
Yeah.
I want industrial everywhere if it's hot in there, and it was, and we had it everywhere. But like, once you moved away from the blower, you're drenched. And so me and Ms. Juicy Baby, we kept on just sweating the whole time. We had to keep getting like dried off.
Okay, diva.
No, but I mean, it was that it just looked bad on camera because we're just drenched and we had
it
to look clean.
The shot of you over her.
It didn't look good because that the car scene was the first shot, so we couldn't be drenched.
Oh.
And by the end of it, we were down to be like what, like sweating. It's fine, but like that first shot needed to look clean, and we just kept on sweating. Oh. And we were filming that for like 2 hours, and I look at Ms. Juicy, and she's just like, she looks at me, and I'm like, I'm about to quit too. I was like, I'm right with you. I'm fucking dying right now. We should take, I think we took like a 35, 40 minute just to cool off.
Yeah.
Cause I felt so bad for her. And like, you know, it's hard for her to like get up on the car and shit. Yeah. We had to help her. Like,
also,
so I'm
like,
sure she was like,
since it's your
exhausted.
Shoot, you feel comfortable saying like, hey, I need a break. But like when you're like the guest and you've been flown out, like you don't want to like stop all of production.
Of
like
course.
There's so many people behind the scenes, but
We even got a intimacy coordinator.
Good.
But I was still too scared to like do anything with her.
Is this okay?
She was like, oh, you can do whatever you want. I was like, I was like, yeah. At the shoot of the day, I'm like, you know the air.
Yeah, the hoverhand.
That's
so funny.
I wussed out. I was just like, I just feel like I don't want to bother her. Like, cause she was like, we were both getting tired really quick.
Yeah.
Like, and it was a long day. Like, we had 10 hours left and we were both done.
Damn.
Yeah.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our next sponsor of this podcast, Origins.
Oh my God, you guys. Have you heard about Origins' new Youthtopia Apple Butter Cleansing Balm? I love a cleansing balm so, so much. Once I started incorporating cleansing balms into my skincare routine, I feel like my skin just got so much cleaner. Like the feel that you get when you double cleanse, nothing is like it. And if you don't know, I love anything Apple. This is a luxurious multi-phase formula and it starts as a buttery balm. It melts into a silky oil and transforms into a rinseable milk, gently lifting away your makeup, dirt, impurities without stripping your skin. I hate when my skincare makes my skin feel like super tight after. This makes your skin feel so supple and soft. It's infused with upcycled cold pressed apple seed oil and formulated with over 40% plant derived oils and 20% plant derived glycerin to keep skin soft, nourished, and glowing. Plus it smells like a juicy apple orchard and it is so good.
I can't believe I used anything else before. Like when I think of taking off my makeup before, I used to just think that that was like enough for my skincare. And now realizing I was doing everything wrong for literally 20 years, cleansing balms have changed my life. And this one smells so, 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 so good.
And what's great are the key ingredients in this. They got cold pressed apple seed oil, which It's rich in omega 6 and 9. This upcycled oil helps lock in moisture and support the skin's natural barrier. It's got shea butter. It's got plant derived glycerin, which helps attract and retain moisture, leaving skin comfortable and hydrated.
Okay, shea butter.
So discover the butter way to cleanse with Origins Youthtopia Apple Butter Cleansing Balm. Available now at origins.com and Ulta.
Thank you, Origins, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you and the way you make us feel.
How did this idea come to be? And with Miss Juicy.
I was working out. And when I had like pre-workout in me, I come up with like insane ideas. And that was just one of the ideas that I came up with.
Me walking Rosie yesterday is when I text you guys about a few Patreon ideas. And I'm just like, anytime I'm walking or not sitting, I get so, like driving or working, like walking or driving, I get my best ideas.
Mine is right when I'm ready to go to bed.
That's
I will be laying down.
Really?
Pillow, just about to fall asleep and my brain is going and I'm coming up with good shit. Like stuff that I'm like, I need to write this down. I need to wake.
You should write it down.
Every single morning, I'm like, what was that?
Because
that was
night, so good. Every night, it's like, oh, it's so good, I won't forget this.
Yes,
like,
that's exactly what I think
too. And then the next morning, you're like, I forget.
I'll literally roll over and start a note because I've learned too many times that I will not remember in the morning.
I've been learning.
I have rolled over and wrote a note.
It makes woke no up sense.
The next morning, it's like it's something stupid. It's like pina colada chair. You're like, no fucking idea what this means.
Yes.
Next time you should voice memo it. Just like talk into, just idea. Say your idea out loud and just like, maybe that'll help too.
Okay, so you're working out, you come up with this idea and then do you DM Miss Juicy Baby and just like, hi, I have an idea?
Well, I first asked like Abigail if that's like a good idea. She's like, oh, you should definitely do it. Being you supported, like definitely do it. She's like, and just post.
Yeah.
Abigail's just like, post something.
You could have said anything.
Yes,
genius.
Please post something. And so I text her. She takes forever to respond. She takes like 3 days to respond one text. I know. So I text her. She texts back 3 days later. I was like, okay, I have this idea. I want to recreate this video. And I send her the video. She's like, oh my God, this is so funny. I love it. But then as we're talking about it, she's like, wait, so what's the video? I was like, this is the video. And I replied to the video to bring it down. And I'm like, have you seen it? She's like, yeah, I think. Okay, so what's the song? I was like,
but like this was happening
after, like, after when she said yes, we went right into like planning it. After we were booking shit out, I just felt like, I don't think she knows what we're filming. And I was getting scared. I was like, Evie, I don't think she knows what we're filming. I cannot have her show up.
We got to hop on the call and explain
it. I am smooching on her for the, and it's just like, it'd be bad. I'd be canceled. It's just like, she wasn't expecting it. And then she fully understood the idea. And we booked her flight and everything.
You got on like a phone call with her.
I didn't get on a phone call at all with her. Abigail, like they all talked to her.
They explained it to her. Okay. Yeah.
I was just like, good luck. She takes 3 days to respond. I was like, whatever happens, it happens.
I'm so happy you finally like did it though. Cause you had talked about it for a while.
It was just
like,
such an idea in my head. And my head was like, it felt so unrealistic. I was like, there's no fucking way this is gonna work.
Also, what's crazy is I'm not kidding. I'm on TikTok or Instagram and I see Addison post Diet Pepsi and it's like 1 year and I was like, Zane, did you plan this? Cause like
I was telling like, imagine the video like was ready like coincidentally on the 1 year anniversary. I'm like, that'd be insane.
But that reminded me of our camping trip because I was like,
the song of the trip.
Yeah,
that was the song.
My dream is for Addison to see and acknowledge this video for you.
I was thinking about it. I was like, I wonder if she's even going to acknowledge. If she doesn't, that's embarrassing. Just straight embarrassing. My dream,
I was saying, was maybe Addison would make a cameo and she and Miss Juicy maybe would fight.
Okay.
Hey, it's not too late to ask.
I wouldn't even ask. That is crazy to even ask.
That would just be so funny though. Also, if you didn't tell us and then we're watching it and that just happened.
Oh, yeah. It's actually, it's in the file. You just haven't seen it yet.
Well, I'm really excited for everyone to see it.
And yeah,
behind
go
the
watch
scenes,
it.
Which will also be on our Patreon.
Yes. Oh, behind the scenes on Patreon. I'm posting pretty much all the clips that we didn't use and all the funny moments, all the cute moments, us fucking dying, having fans in our face. All that is on the Patreon. It'll be up the day that we post a music video. So
speaking of Patreon, as we said, we're going to do a Q&A today. And again, part two is going to be on the Patreon, but I think we should just get into some questions. We haven't done a Q&A with
ever.
Us,
I know,
in a long time.
I don't think we've ever done a Q&A in general.
Only on Patreon.
On Patreon, yeah.
I love a Q&A.
I do. They're fun.
We answered some burning questions.
I think we did specific stuff. It was like questions about relationships.
But this
is broad.
okay, we've got our questions. Let's queue it up and see where this takes us. I love a Q&A though, because obviously we're answering what you guys want to know. And then also it opens up the door to conversation.
So much. Like, we'll do Q&As and it just reminds me of stories that I've never told and never would have thought of.
Yeah.
And it just, it, like you said, it opens it up in a conversation that like we wouldn't have gone there unless we were asked a question. So like, I love them.
Me too.
First question. Does Alicia eat ass? Guys!
I don't know, Zane, does she?
Good, Remy. You missed me.
Oh, man. That was funny.
The question does say, death row meal.
Death row meal?
Close.
My ass.
Disgusting. Enough.
You can't wear a blanket to cover your legs and then do that. Okay, death row meal. Who's going? Heath, kick it off.
I'll start it. Death row meal, Cuban food.
Oh, no doubt.
I would say white rice, black beans with, I mean, if I can, it's death row meal. I can have whatever,
whatever
I want.
Yeah, whatever you want.
Ropa vieja, lechon asado, and tostones.
Okay, our Cubano king.
And a nice Cuban coffee.
Oh, that's good. A little caffeine before you rest.
Mm-hmm. And I would like a piece of flan for dessert.
I love a flan.
That's good.
Yum.
Love that.
Okay, I'm going a platter full of salmon sashimi.
Oh.
I'm going uni sushi. No, uni pasta.
Oh.
I would like a skewer of grilled shrimp. I would like a cheeseburger. I want an In-N-Out cheeseburger with whole grilled and regular raw onion.
I didn't know I could keep going like that.
Oh, yeah. I want
before she dies, I need a raw onion and a cooked onion.
And a whole grilled onion.
And a whole grilled
Thank
onion.
Thank you.
What type of raw onion? Are we talking about Vidalia?
Whatever In-N-Out serving me, I'm fine onion. With. I do love a sweet onion. If I had a choice, a sweet onion.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll go... creme brulee cheesecake.
Good.
With some fresh strawberries. It's in season.
What are we drinking with that?
Probably just water. I love water.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My death row meal is skirt steak. I want fettuccine alfredo pasta on the side.
Yum.
I want my mom's beans that she makes and rice. So I would have her like make it and then bring it.
Obviously.
My mom's going to be coming in with a plate.
Cilantro, lime, rice with my skirt steak.
Mm-hmm.
For a drink, I'm going to want wine.
Oh.
Oh.
With like a side of like.
Strawberry.
No, I was going to say like, well, I don't do this normally, but like. I'm dying. And I want to feel like numb before I go. Okay. Xanax. So like a wine and a Xanax.
Just to kind of
wash it down.
We can't give that to you. You're like, no, it's part of my meal.
Yeah. Yeah. I know it sounds really weird, but like think about it, guys. I'm about to die. Like I'm finishing it off with that shit. Like I don't want to be like
aware
that I'm dying. Yeah. I'm be like, boy, what is this? And then I go, you know?
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our next sponsor of this podcast, Wayfair.
You guys, I'm so happy. The weather is cooling down. I love fall. I'm so excited. And also, in case you guys missed it, Cal and I did just move, and we wanted to make our space a little bit cozier. And if you guys watched my vlog, you saw that we got a new couch from Wayfair. And when I tell you, our lives have changed. It is so comfortable. It's got storage in the couch. I love it so, so much. And it truly has just changed our lives. We get so excited to sit on the couch and watch TV or watch movies, eat dinner, whatever it is. And Wayfair just has the best stuff, you guys. They've got everything you need to cozify your space this fall, from comfy recliners like our couch to warm bedding and autumn decor. They also have like so many more things than just furniture. They also have espresso makers so you can make your delicious fall lattes at home. Truly, whatever you need, Wayfair's got it.
Mariah and I obviously moved as well, and we just ordered a bed frame off of Wayfair for our guest bedroom.
Cute.
Check this out. It was $2,000 on sale for $600, and it came with built-in nightstands.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow.
It is stunning.
Yeah, that is a great deal.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, we got to get it right now. It's going to come.
Well, you deserve it, King.
That's right, baby. And with fast free shipping on the big stuff like that, you can't beat it.
You can't. You really can't.
I think my couch came in like 3 days.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Also, what I love is there's honestly something for every single style, no matter what your decor taste is, no matter what home you're in, or even if you're on a budget, apartment, house, whatever, Wayfair makes it easy to tackle your home goals with room ideas and curated collections. Again, free and easy delivery, even on the big stuff. No more huge delivery fees for furniture.
And no need to shop at multiple stores. Furniture, decor, appliances, cookware, all in one place. So it's easy for us. Cozify your space with Wayfair's curated collection of easy, affordable fall updates. From comfy recliners to cozy bedding and autumn decor, find it all for way less at Wayfair.com. That's Wayfair.com. Wayfair. Every style, every home.
Okay, Jingle. Thank you, Wayfair, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
Diet Coke, obviously, just to like on the side with that. No water. Like, I can't do that. And then
I want to die happy.
For dessert. Oh, this one's tough.
This guys, this
tough.
Might take 30 minutes.
I'm like, we can skip that part too. Thank you.
Desserts are tough because, okay, so I'm going to specific.
Look how passionate
this has to be flown in, right? We could actually fly this lady in. So the lady who makes Famous Amos cookies, I want them fresh baked. So like when it comes.
You think there's a lady making them? It's a factory.
Don't ruin the fantasy for him. Not before he dies ready.
There's no Miss Amos.
You didn't let me finish.
I'm sorry, okay.
I'm not going to want the factory. I'm going to want the lady who made the cookies to like be flown out.
I think she might have passed away.
I feel like
a long
it's a recipe
ago.
From like the 1940s or something.
Is it really?
Probably.
Oh, I thought this shit was new. Okay. All right, so I will do... So let's scratch that. I'll do one fresh baked chocolate chip cookie. The salt, yours would be great.
Oh my God. Yes, I'd have an honor.
I'd have you ship a cookie
with
Remy, in.
Zane's
ship
death row meal.
I'll hide your Xanax in the cookie.
Yes. A thing of cake batter ice cream with Oreos in it.
Yummy.
And yellow cake in it.
Oh, look, it's Mr. Amos. It's not even a lady.
Oh, it's Willie. Wally Amos. Wally Amos Wallace.
He just passed away.
No, he didn't.
2024, no?
Oh, wow. God.
They started in 1975. He died at 88.
Ugh. Damn. I feel like I'm missing something, Heath, but a chocolate lava cake
would
be really
fun. Icing.
Oh, a buttercream icing cake.
His gray stuff. Remember you mashed that up?
Mm.
No, that's, I mean, that was just for the, that was like in the moment, you know, I wouldn't like want that.
Oh.
There's okay. So much better shit. I would want my mom's cake. My mom's buttercream icing cake.
Cute.
A slice.
Cute.
Bring that shit over. And then. That's it.
And then. Okay.
And that's it. And like, we could do small portions for everything. Cause like, you know, I'm not going to overeat. Like, you know, I'm just,
you don't want to feel bloated.
Yeah. I am not feeling bloated when I meet God. Mm-hmm. So I want to be skinny.
If it's death row, you're probably not meeting him.
Okay. Alicia.
Honestly, after that, I want fried rice. Mm-hmm. I want some noodles. Mm-hmm. Like.
Oh, you trying to. Have a stomach ache.
Do not judge anybody's last meal after what you just said.
At least you'll be on that chair like.
All she said was rice and noodles.
Okay, beans.
Yeah, beans.
It's my mom's beans. It's organic.
It's organic.
What else?
Rice and noodles.
And
rice noodles tequila.
Rice noodles tequila. Ooh.
Tequila,
French
damn.
Fries.
You got good taste. That was all sides.
We want tequila. I am fucking do it. Get me out.
Yeah, maybe like a fishbowl. That's good.
Okay. Tequila.
Something
fun. Guac. Yeah.
Chips and guac.
A little like fish in there.
Salad. You like a salad?
Chips and guac is fun. Fresh guac.
I want it's shark fun. Tater.
I want shark tatoes.
That would kill you. You don't even need the chair.
Shark Okay, next question.
Oh, no, go back. Thank you, Leah Brandrick.
Thank you, Leah. Thank you, Leah. Okay, Camila. Go-to order for fast food chains. Dunkin', McDonald's, In-N-Out, Wendy's, etc.
We're going to be all fucking day. We're not going to get to the third
question.
Okay,
just pick one and then say it.
Okay.
Okay,
my Dunkin' is the large, just cold brew, black, light ice.
King.
The tater tots, you have to say cooked extra crispy though, because they come soggy as shit.
Yummy.
You have to say extra crispy.
Okay.
And they'll do it.
And they'll do it.
They used to have something, it was like a chicken with bacon on a ciabatta bun roll thing with their like spicy kind of sauce on top. They don't have it anymore, but that's what I would have got. So
okay,
I hope you guys are eating right now.
Okay, I know we love talking about food. My In-N-Out order is, depending on the day, either protein style or bun. If I get the bun extra toasted, I want a double meat, one cheese, whole grilled onion, whole raw onion, and chopped grilled onions. I love onions. Damn. I love onions.
Grill breath, chicken.
And she's a visualizer. I could like picture this.
Right? It's this big. It's that photo of the Krabby Patty. Yeah. Yeah. It's when Scooper takes its little bite.
Yeah.
Tomato, lettuce, fry, light well.
One fry?
Side of fries. Okay. Light well. One spread packet. I'm into ketchup now because of you with my fries, which is normal, but I just copy Alicia. The side chilies, and then I like their water or a pink lemonade, and I like to get their shake, half chocolate, half vanilla.
It's a good order.
That's it.
Okay. I know the register hates to see you come in.
They hate. Well, also at one point I was doing the whole grilled onion wrapped burger.
It's okay, there's always someone else doing more than you.
You know what I like to do? Oh, well, let me just answer then. For In-N-Out, I actually like to do the tomato buns. I was doing that a lot when I was doing the transformation.
I love a tomato wrap.
Yes, tomato buns.
I did not know you could do that.
Yeah.
It's so
good.
And they
the thing is, I love tomatoes.
Did you know that if it's raining, you could get a free hot chocolate?
Only if you're a kid.
But yes, but only when you're a kid.
Only if you're a kid.
Okay.
For Dunkin', remember the wrap that we used to get, or the croissant thing?
Yes, that one was good.
Do you remember what that was called?
I don't.
All right, well, that was what
there
I
was
got.
Like, there was like a Chipotle croissant.
Yeah, all right, that. And then McDonald's, I would do. McDonald's, I would do.
Filet-O-Fish.
Filet-O-Fish? Wow, thank you. I don't even know why I didn't think of that. Filet-O-Fish with a side of crispy fries and Oreo McFlurry.
Yeah.
And In-N-Out. Oh, I forgot. The burger with the fries and also the Neapolitan shake. Large.
And large.
Wendy's, they fucking bring that shit back. You have the spicy chicken nuggets.
They got
bring it back.
They got them.
I got it. I'm gonna see y'all soon.
See you very soon.
And for etc., I would get.
You're on one today. Yeah. For. You know, I love a Big Mac, I will say. Never really have it, but I do love a Big Mac. I love my double-double. I also love a Jack in the Box sourdough Jack with curly fries.
Love a sourdough Jack.
Curly fries.
Curly fries fuck me up.
Wait, this is so cute really and sweet.
But also kind of nasty at the same. What are your goals for each other?
Like we don't trust our own.
You could really improve.
I'd like for Zane to be a little bit more patient.
Zane wants you to drink alcohol again.
Oh, a little bit. Oh, we want him back.
I'm kidding.
Thank you for the question, Katrina. PB's like.
We love you too. What are your goals for each other?
I'd like for Zane you to keep.
Keep
expressing your creativity. Seeing you do the Miss Juicy Shoe, it was very. It's nice to see you in your element, where you have fun, where you feel proud of yourself, you feel accomplished. So I like this side of you.
Thank you.
So I'd like to see you continue. Agree. To do that.
Right. Yes, and in the realm of that, Alicia and I, our goal for you is to keep posting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. That's a great goal. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I got to do this back to you guys.
For Heath, not a goal, but just something that we're all praying and it will happen, is having a happy, healthy baby.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes.
I also have the goal that we want you to know how much people fucking love you and Mariah. And thank I feel you. Like you don't see that because there's so much love for you guys.
Because absolutely. I hate myself so much.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't gonna say that. But.
Thank you. Oh,
I know, and I know it's gonna. I'm just all business. Well, I know it's gonna be.
Okay.
Pick up the phone.
I know it's gonna be really hard when you have a baby, but you gotta just keep pushing content out.
Thank you.
Okay, you can't say that.
Yeah.
I know. I'm trying. But like I'm saying we both need to.
Yes,
we
you both need
Mariah's
to.
Mariah's literally pushing, and I'm pushing out content. Yes!
You try to hey guys.
Get it, girl. We're so proud of you. Push.
They're pushed. I'm like, yes, yeah, pushing content. No, push.
Push it through. Post.
No,
it.
Both of you, yes. We want you to post more. We want you to vlog more. Yes. Give the people what they want.
Oh, I don't like vlogging.
My goal for Alicia is to lay your heart out on the line and
Give into love.
Give into love. Be open to feeling things.
You literally were.
Be open to feeling things. Love. Especially when it's right there. Life.
There's
right
people there. That.
There are people out. There are people out there waiting.
Waiting.
Waiting for you.
Waiting.
Just let it.
Let love win.
Let love win.
Mm-hmm.
Let love win. Win.
Let love win. Guys, the way we were like, if you guys want more, watch part two.
They cut it here. No, they're like, why the? F-?
Yeah, we're good.
No, we're good.
Thank you.
They're like, no. We're
we lose every Patreon follower. Anybody have goals for me?
Oh, yes. All right, next question.
I guess I'm perfect. Remy?
Yes.
I know you're on the hunt with Cal, looking for a spot. I would love to see you guys settle into something that feels so homey and something that feels so well deserved.
Aw, thank you.
I would like to see you guys, obviously, this is just, you know, I'd like to see you start a family as
yes.
well. Because you guys would be great parents.
Thank you.
And I think that would be a really cool goal to have. And just keep crushing shit, you know?
Thank you. I
got one.
I appreciate that.
Yes? I got one.
Okay.
Business.
Here we go.
He goes,
I would like to start a retirement fund.
A cookbook. I feel like you crush it. Well, it has to do with cooking. After your cookbook comes out, yeah. I would just love to see you have your own giant cooking show like Rachel Ray on TV.
Thank you. That's the dream. I think
we're working on it.
We're working on it.
All right. All right. That's, I would like to see that in 2026.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Soon.
Short
time. Soon turnaround.
It's a couple more months.
Soon turnaround.
You know, we're only getting older.
Okay.
So.
Thank you.
Yeah. My goal for Remy is that she is so present in every single moment because she's always looking to the next thing and I never want you to miss a moment.
I love that. Thank you guys. That was very sweet.
This episode is brought to you by Google Gemini. College students, do you know that you can turn the most complex topics into simplified ideas or hours of research into just minutes? How about turning class notes into practice quizzes that help you get the big idea? With Google Gemini, you can do all that and more. You can even turn long reads into quick listens because what could be better than a podcast? The great news is students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year. Sign up by October 6th to get free access to Gemini 2.5 Pro, unlimited image uploads, deep research, notebook LM, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. Visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Oh, Zane, this one's for us.
Oh, shit.
Thank you to Shay.
Oh, shit.
Shay Blair. Shy Blair. What is y'all's advice on trying to navigate the feeling of loneliness?
I mean, sometimes.
Let love win.
Let love. I.
Sometimes so, I sorry, think about I, getting I blocked another out. Dog.
What is y'all's advice on trying to navigate the feeling of, well, there's a lot of big words in there. I
break it down, sign it out.
Loneliness. Loneliness.
It was navigate and loneliness.
Ooh, no, I was talking about.
Feeling.
y'all's.
Go for it. You go for it.
I truly, it's just like learn to love yourself and appreciate.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're trying to say, and I'm right there with you. Enjoy the loneliness when you have it. Appreciate it. Be present in yourself. Be aware of who you are. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm alone, like, I start thinking about things like that. Yeah. Where, like, what can I improve? What bothers me? How to, like, not let things bother me? Mm-hmm. So I totally get that, and I feel like that's kind of what you're about to say.
Because it used to bother me.
Yeah.
And then over the past 2 years, I realized that, oh, it's yourself. Fine. I'm good. The only reason why we feel that it's bad is because it's a thing where other couples will do that to you. Like, oh, so when are you getting married? It's like, is that, I mean,
or the, do we all need to do
that? Everybody's timeline's different.
Yeah, everyone's timeline's different. Everybody. And I realized like 2 years ago that like, it's okay.
Yeah.
It could happen any, like my mom, she's like, you know, she's single now, but like it could happen. She could find the love of her life when she's 55, 60, who knows? It's like ours, we're just taking a little longer to find the one person, the first person.
And you can still be in a relationship and feel lonely. Yeah, like that's not end goal. So I feel like my advice, kind of like Heath was saying, is just like be grateful for this time so you can learn yourself, learn like what you want, what you don't want. And then as someone who spirals, like, get outside. Like, talk to people. Otherwise.
The sun always makes me feel better.
I went for a walk today. I feel like I had a great day.
Helps a lot. Since we're on the topic, I was watching this video of, she was like a love expert. Not love expert, but just she, relationship, like, expert. She was saying how people are finding it much harder these days to find the one because there are so many options out there now. Mm-hmm. Back then, you would only meet the people you would see in your, like, neighborhood or your city or your community. And that's, and you'd find somebody.
You had a smaller pool.
Yeah, and you're not, like, you know, most of the time, you weren't, like, falling in love in the, on the spot. You would become friends, then you would develop feelings, and then that's how it happens. Out here, you're literally tapping, seeing and thousands of girls on your phone.
Comparing somebody to somebody else, it's bad.
And you go on a date, it could be the one, but you're just like, eh, I'll just go on the app and find somebody else.
Yeah. Like, it's the idea of scarcity of, like, oh, yeah. I don't want to, like, potentially lose this. Yeah. Versus, like, oh, there's thousands of more options.
And it's not bad either. It's just, that's just the time we're in where we just have more options now.
Yeah.
Right. In the comfort of our own, like, phone.
Yeah. I think another big thing too is, like, everybody wants perfect. Mm-hmm. Nothing is perfect. You work on things. You build relationships.
Yeah, there's no perfect.
You have to grow with each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it's in the communication. If something bothers you, if something you don't like, you have to be open. You have to be vulnerable. You have to, like, not expect your person to be perfect or be flawed. Like, nobody's perfect. Mm-hmm. Like, I've made mistakes. Mariah's made, like, it just, like, nothing is ever perfect. And that's what's so beautiful about love and, like, being with your person. You're growing together. So, like, I think people have this unrealistic expectation of what they have to be in because of, like, social media, because of TV, because of movies. And they just, like, no, I'm pissed. There's somebody on Instagram that's hot. Let me, like, it's constant comparison.
Like, it's a lot of work. Like, it's not just feelings.
Yeah. You have to work on things. So,
But yeah, when she said it, cause I never saw it like that, like, where, like, we just have more options now. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that is insane. Especially, like, I don't think we're seeing it like that. I feel like older people older than us are probably seeing it like that. Like, my mom, I'm sure she's seeing it so much differently than we are. Cause, like, in her time, there was nothing like that. No internet to, like, find somebody. It was all, like,
you're just out and about.
Yeah. Like, my mom will be, my mom will tell me the nightmare. She's like, when she'll be on, like,
oh, I'm sure. Oh, she's on her dating
apps. And she's just, like, she'll literally cry. She's like, honey, the men on here are terrible.
Like,
I'm like, mom, like, give me the phone. Let me see. And I'm tired. I'm like, fuck, mom.
You're like, ooh. No, that would be hard. That would be so hard.
Yeah. So I was telling my mom, I was like, mom, I think you just got to go out more. Cause I don't even think that guys that you need to look for are on the phone. I think they're just out there.
Mm-hmm. Make yourself, like, more available.
It's really good. White chicks.
Oh, okay.
Just got to make yourself, like, more available.
Next question.
Very good question, Blair. Was that her name?
Shay. Or shy.
Why? Where?
The second.
Oh, cool. Oh.
Next question. You want to read it, Zane?
Yes. How is my vape journey going? What's the update? We are doing the vape. We're doing amazing. The nicotine addiction is gone.
Wow.
Out of my system. I, full transparency, I, in the past, since I've quit vape, like 130 days ago, 140 days ago, I probably had, like, total of, like, between 10 to 15 cigarettes throughout it. Just, like, occasional, like, out, drunk.
Social moments. That's
very, very social. But promised myself, like, never to do, like,
get a vape
with nicotine in it.
Good.
That was such a good, I love that I did that. Mm-hmm. And I never, like, I wasn't, like, in my head, like, oh, thank God I can smoke cigarettes. I made this, like, really specific rule, which helped me a lot to not want to do any of them.
Good. Mm-hmm.
And when I was doing, like, the nicotine, I was like, oh, at least I can do this. But then in my head, I was like, oh, I, like, don't even just even want to do this anymore because it just, I'm doing exactly what the vape was giving me.
You just altering what the intake was from.
Yeah, exactly. So I was just like, but much easier than I expected. Quitting the vape, much easier than I expected it was ever going to be. And the nicotine gum does help.
Also, like, to be physically chewing it so much in another one versus just, like, I feel like the vape was such a in-your-sleep almost.
Endless moment.
Yeah.
I don't even remember Vape Zane. I kind of forgot about him.
Really? No, it's been so long. There'll be moments where I'll think about it in my hand. I'm just like, oh, my God, I can't believe, like, I can't believe I did this. I can't believe it's not. Like,
how much he would be looking in his chair for it.
Yeah.
So crazy. I forgot about that. Insane.
I really did.
Because Danielle still smokes it like a lot in the house, and I'll like look her smoke it, and not an ounce of me wants to take it from her hand and smoke it. It's so crazy.
It's crazy because like when I see people smoking cigarettes, it doesn't go. Cigarettes do not go away. Like when
cigarettes don't go away. It's
when I see somebody with a coffee and a cigarette when we were in France, like just anywhere, I'm like, damn.
Especially Europe, oh my God,
all the time. I will never smoke cigarettes again, but like I loved cigarettes.
I do love the smell of cigarettes in the air as like a scent, right? Like when it's on somebody, gross.
Yeah.
But the moment you're walking by and you're like, it's
oh, in a
air.
Vegas casino, I'm like,
oh, and yes.
I never smoked a cigarette in my life. I'm like,
there was something about sitting at a blackjack table and you're doing,
it just, I like the smell. It's crazy.
You know what else I like? I like smell of cigarettes in like a car, like a nice car, like a leather seat.
I don't like getting in a car.
I get such a headache.
Oh no, in an Uber I sit in, oh, God, just close the windows.
No, like, I genuinely, if I get in a car, like, I can't. Like, I can't.
Really?
Hotel room, too.
Yes.
Car. Something about a Vegas casino. I think because they're trying to pump it out. Like, whatever's going on in there, I just
like it. We're also, like, aware it would be there. But, like, if I'm trying to go to LAX or something, or I get in a car or whatever, and I like, get so pissed because I'm like, it needs to be, like, an option. Like, I do not want... I just can't. Like, I can't. Like, I would get a new car.
The worst is the car cigarette smell, but then they've bought 3 of those cherry
fresheners.
Air fresheners in a can. Trying to hide it. And it's diabolical.
Mine was the black ice.
People love black ice.
I mean, I do love black ice. Dyson needs to make, like, an air freshener vent thing.
Genius.
Yes.
Oh.
Genius.
Do they not have it? I feel like they...
Like purifiers.
Like a purifier for
inside a car.
Yeah.
You're right, they should.
Yeah. It like plugs it.
You'd have to charge it. Or plug it into
the thing.
I mean, I'd bring it with me.
Mercedes has the thing in the glove box where you put the little scent thing and it pumps through the air vent.
An essential oil.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
All right, well, thank you for asking me that question, Kaylers.
Kaylers.
Okay, Queen.
Queen Yaz.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Remy and Alicia, what's it like working with 2 guy best friends?
Ooh.
Very different than how we were thinking.
It is interesting.
Yeah.
They freaking hate it.
No. We don't hate it. I think it's fun. It has challenged us in ways that I was not expecting in a good way. And we've all learned to communicate with each other, communicate better.
She is beating around a bush.
No. I'm really not.
We have learned to communicate.
No. It's funny because like when Alicia and I have like a communication meeting, we'll sit down. It's like a deep heart to heart with each other. And we're getting deep. Like, oh, well, thank you for saying that. You know, like, oh, that reminds me of this. When it's like us.
Yeah, we fucked up.
I feel like I'm scolding my kids. No, it's
100%. Even yesterday, I was.
Yesterday,
I was hiding under the covers.
It was something so small yesterday, and Zane literally can't look at me because he keeps laughing. He's covering his face, and Heath is just like, it's like having twins, and it's like the one that can't take it seriously, and then you're just like, I understand. I'm so
because
sorry.
We're like, I mean, I immediately feel bad. Like, I in my head, like, I apologize. I'm like, oh my God, I feel bad. I'm sorry. It's just funny. I feel like a kid. I'm 32. And
it's
also
funny because I'm the youngest of all of us. And I literally feel like the mom sometimes when I'm like, guys, let's not do that. But it is really fun. It's also, I feel like, reinvigorated our love for podcasting as a whole. Like, it's just, it made podcasting fun again.
Yeah.
So.
I really did. Yeah. I look forward to recording. Mm-hmm. It's like, this is where I get like big laughs. I have fun. It's like, it's guaranteed an hour of a good time. Yeah. Like, and then even like, just like the off camera stuff, like the hour before we start recording, like juices are flowing. Like we're like laughing at, like, it just, I don't know. It's fun. I look forward to it. I really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of like off camera time in here that like people don't see, which is really like nice and fun.
Alicia?
I was just going to agree with everything Remy says.
All right. No, I love that.
What's it like working with two guy best friends?
Count that next question.
Oh, it changed. I'm kidding. Question. No. It's honestly, it's great. I don't know what else to say. It's fine.
No, just go. Touche. Touche.
Touche. Yes.
That's not the right one, but
oh,
yes.
No, it's not.
Yeah, touche is opposite. Touche.
Like you got me.
Like ditto, maybe. Is that what you meant?
Ditto.
Yeah, ditto.
You got me back.
Oh, that's different words.
Different words.
Yeah.
Touche ditto.
Touche ditto.
Yeah.
Okay. From Alejandra. What has been your guys' favorite moment / experience with each other so far? Oh, that's from Lexi. Sorry. Hi, Lexi.
Hey, Lexi. Wait, but it's Alejandra.
I know.
Did you take her phone, Lexi?
She stole someone's account.
Maybe it's like her fake friend.
Maybe it's her like Finsta. Mm. We just outed her. Alejandra. Lexi,
you crazy.
Favorite moment.
Ooh.
I loved our Vegas trip.
I was thinking about that, but I felt like
there may be a better one, but you might be right.
Until Zane was complaining about his back.
Mm. Well, that was, no, I actually fucked it up. You know, I forgot about that.
That
was the beginning of my sciatica. No,
I also really enjoyed Mexico.
Same.
Mexico was really fun.
That was so, if you think about a trip.
Yeah, Mexico, actually, you know what? I think that was really nice.
That was really enjoyable.
Yeah. Mm. I loved Vegas. That was fun.
Yeah. Honestly, like all the trips we've taken have been so fun.
Even before launching the pod, like meeting up and like talking about it and discussing who's doing what and like planning was really fun.
I think the day that we all, when we switched with each other, because that was also so early on, but like such a fun, formative experience that we had. And I want to do it again.
It's just like a full day of method acting. Yeah. You know, we were really like upping up our IMDb pages over there.
No. Patreon. Please, no.
What'd you say?
Patreon, acting class, or like improv.
I always thought that was a good idea because I suck. So.
No, same. I'll probably cry.
I would be really bad.
No, when you're doing improv and it don't
hit.
I was thinking more just acting.
Yeah, either one.
Like having a script, you have to do a script.
Romeo.
I would just forget though. I would forget the line.
Imagine
me trying to do a monologue.
Line.
Terrible.
We got this.
Dream guest on my podcast.
Thank you for the question, Talia.
Talia.
Ooh.
On this podcast. I mean, so far we've only had maybe Zane's dad.
I was gonna say Miss Juicy Baby right now.
Miss Juicy Baby. Yeah.
I would love to have Addison Rae.
Addison, yeah.
I would love.
We gotta I keep forgetting we had her on our podcast. We did.
I was just gonna say.
I feel like that was her second guest.
Yeah.
That probably felt like such a different person though, because it was like TikTok.
100%.
Your second guest ever on Unfiltered was Addison. Iconic. Who was the first?
Stas.
Iconic.
That was a hot episode. It did really well. People loved that.
I remember
episode.
Seeing that on YouTube.
It was a big deal too because
there
we had no guests.
Hers that went really viral too. That was like a TikTok audio. It was like her talking about love, and it was like a relationship.
Oh, like the audio did.
Yeah, the audio went really viral.
No, that felt real. Like out of everything that's ever,
she said something like really good, like very well spoken about love and about like feeling something and. I don't know. It was just really well done, and like that.
Like
audio.
The fan
it was
edit, like they did core. Like a, they did like a song over it.
Like it, so for it, like the, hit, yeah. it hit.
It was like a it was like one of those like edits.
Okay, maybe one last question. What a great way to end, Heath. Why don't you read this one?
Okay, so this is from Limps.
Limps.
I feel like she was at the show.
No, I think it's Limps. Like my little lady Limp.
Oh, could be. Yeah. The question is. So are we staying with Miami guy or what?
Who's Miami guy?
Six question marks.
Wait, who's Miami guy?
Well, I did talk about it on a live show.
We did talk about it on our live show. And I think that one's probably for Alicia, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. It could be for anyone else here. Y'all are in a relationship. Zane.
Zane's getting pissed.
What the fuck is Miami?
No, Alicia, go ahead.
I was born in Miami.
Oh, were you really?
I was born in Miami.
Oh.
Mi chami a Betty.
He's so stupid.
What'd he say?
Nothing.
Mi chami Springs, Miami Springs.
Oh.
Mi chami a Betty.
So are we staying with Miami guy or what?
Yeah, what's going on there?
Zane or Alicia?
Staying implies that like it's like a thing.
Okay.
Is it not? Is it a thing? I don't know.
It's fun.
It's
only
or not
you
to be.
Can answer.
It's experimental.
So like if you were somewhat talking to someone and they were like, oh yeah, they're experimental, like how would you feel? Also said person
I don't know. And stop trying to dodge it.
You're making her nervous.
I don't know.
You're like, making her ink.
Here we go.
You guys need me. No, he's just like, here we go.
Keith, especially, what are your boobs' names?
Wait, that was our last question, though.
Oh. That's-
yeah, don't
save that one for the Patreon.
Heavy hitter for Patreon. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Your third nipple.
They're getting removed. I'm making the fucking appointment.
What's your thing called?
Okay, wait, don't remove them, please. They're so sexy.
We should all say what our boobs are named to make Keith feel better.
Well, we're saving that for Patreon. We weren't done with the last question, Cal. Go back.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we're gonna show you. We're gonna show you Zane and Heath's boobs.
Big boobs.
Maybe we should have saved this one for Patreon.
Thumbnail of the Patreon.
So stupid.
We do AI on Heath and I have to.
Oh man.
Oh boy.
I don't know. I don't know.
Manja.
Remy applying a bug ointment, Zane singing like that, me crying, and Heath just like laughing is the epitome of our podcast.
Yeah.
So what happened?
That's us.
You did a live show and talked about it?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I was just like, long distance. Denver was like, boo. Miami was like, yes.
Oh, they were saying boo to him or boo to
the... Boo to long distance. Oh, and then Atlanta was like, eh. So
answer is up in the air.
Yeah, we don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know.
We're all rooting.
Yeah.
We're all rooting.
Big fans.
With that being said, thank you guys for watching this episode of Basically Unfiltered.
Yeah, we're going to finish this conversation on the Patreon.
Yeah.
Guys.
Make sure to check out the Patreon to finish the Q&A. Again, patreon.com/basicallyunfiltered. And thank you again for watching another episode. We love you. And we're going to get to the bottom of some stuff. And I'm getting my boob reduction.
Removal. Or reduction. Are you getting reduced or are you getting removed?
Good question.
Wait, Heath, you should just reduce it. Just reduce it. You don't need to get rid of the whole thing.
Okay.
I need something to not.
Okay. Bye. Cut. Enough. Bye, guys. Oh, love you.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.